Police about to expand that gang-related Operation Cobalt to the rest of the country. It's been rolled out in Auckland, dealing with the killer bees and the tribesmen. So is it working? Police Association President Chris Cahill with us. Chris, morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Your assessment, a hit?
Yeah, look, I think it's hit. I think the best thing I like about it is that the public had demanded this and police have had to listen. The public had a gut feel of these gang members, their high profile, bike rides, their behaviour, and they've said we want police to push back. And the softy approach hasn't worked. Gangs haven't listened, so let's crack down. So I think it's going to be really positive.
So is it needed nationwide?
Yeah, look, it is. Our gang problem isn't just an Auckland problem. That might make the news, but I'll tell you, provincial New Zealand in some ways seen the biggest growth of those gangs. They're the ones that actually dominate when you walk down small provincial New Zealand streets and see the gang members gathered in 20, 30 group, a group on a corner that really intimidates. So I think it's going to be really positive, and the police will really enjoy getting out there and actually doing something to these gang members.
So what's gone wrong there with the approach? If they're going to enjoy this, this is everything I've heard from the police, they're not allowed to do their job. Who's not allowing them to do their job?
Well, look, it can be problematic. I mean, trying to deal with, you know, 30, 40 bikers, block the roads, try and arrest them, pursue them if they don't stop. It isn't easy policing, and there's a hell of a lot of demand in other areas as well. So it's a matter of reprioritising, saying actually these gangs are going to be a priority. And then we've got to make sure we've got the right education for the cops, that they know every inch of the law. These gang members will complain, they'll video them, they'll be with the victims, so police have to make sure they've got the right laws and apply them correctly. So there's a bit of planning to go into it. It's not going to be easy, but I think everyone will see the benefits.
Good. How much does an operation keep a lid, just keep a lid on the trouble? In other words, the trouble's bubbling and brewing, you just shut it down for a week, versus actually dealing to the problem?
Yeah, well, that's sort of what you've got to do in the background as well. Is stomping on the gang members you see is one thing, but actually trying to dismantle some of the group and take away the incentives for them being there is what you've got to look at as well. And that's why we're really keen to see changes to that asset seizure laws to allow it, the onus of proof to go back on gang members more to explain how they got their bikes, how they got their flash cars, because that takes the incentive to actually be a gang member away if we're seizing those things.
Exactly. All right, Chris, appreciate it as always. Chris Cahill, Police Association President. Don't you watch it every time you see them on the news, 57 of them on a Harley. You know what a Harley costs? And none of them are working. You think, well, where do they get the money from? I mean, it's that easy, isn't it?